The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Ye, and today we have an Instagram post that Ye has already deleted. I made the mistake of refreshing the page and the Instagram post was gone. It's the second one he's made tonight, his first return to Instagram in the last couple weeks since he was kicked off the platform a couple weeks ago. And the first had to do with the aftermath of the contracts ending with Adidas and Gap. The second one has to do with Jason Lee and Donda Academy. So you can see here that Jason Lee, he posts, "Jason Lee, here's the clout you're looking for. My school is being shut down. You want to help or hurt?" And so the two things to kind of dive into is the school and Jason Lee. So the school, there's an article that came out just about an hour ago. It says, "Ye's school, Donda Academy, has closed." So the school itself, in case you're unfamiliar, 2019, it was Yeezy Christian Academy. It was just, I think, a more informal thing Ye was doing. Not 2019, 2020. It was an informal thing Ye was doing during COVID, where the kids were coming, getting some education, socializing. And then in 2021, it became Donda Academy, and was mostly just the basketball team. They recruited a bunch of like five-star players from around the country, and the basketball team played a lot, but all the learning was remote learning, tutors that travel with the team. The school wasn't finished yet, but he bought the property. And then this year, the school like officially opened and was serving grades K through 12. And it was full of kids. There were videos posted that Ye posted to his social media. Jaylen Brown for the Celtics visited the school and posted videos. Some articles came out about it, but there wasn't much known about the curriculum and the staff. It was something that was still kind of developing. But in the story, it says parents whose children attended Kanye West school in Southern California have been told it has closed with immediate effect as the controversy surrounding the rapper over his anti-Semitic comments continues to snowball. In an email viewed by the Times, the principal of Donda Academy, Jason Angel, said that at the discretion of her founder, Donda Academy will close for the remainder of the 2022-2023 school year, effective immediately. "There's no school tomorrow," the email adds, referring to Thursday. Donda Academy, which is named after West's late mother, charges $15,000 a year and requires parents to sign non-disclosure agreements to prevent leaks. Its exact location in Simi Valley is a closely guarded secret. Let me tell you this. It's not. When Ye first bought the property, you can find the articles from 2020 when he bought, or 2021 when he bought the property, and the address is listed right there, like 1151 this road. Ye bought the property. It's this many acres. There's satellite photos of it. There's a website that lists the details of all schools in California, and it just has the address right there. Like, you can go back to videos I've made on this channel, and the address is right there. So, like, the location is not some closely guarded secret, which is a little wild to say, but that's the school situation. We don't know why it's being shut down. It says at the founder's discretion, but with Ye saying my school is being shut down, it's not I am shutting down the school. It's this is happening to the school. This is happening to me, and asking Jason to like help. So I don't know what the cause is. The school wasn't accredited yet. I don't know if the state of California said we're never going to accredit it, which kind of tanks any school from being viable. If it's something where teachers were leaving because they disagreed with what Ye was saying and they can't staff it, and that's the issue. What the deal is, there's no further information, but it's definitely something to follow. Then Jason Lee is the founder and owner of Hollywood Unlocked, and was actually working with Ye as of like February. So it seems, if I have the timeline right, this is Jason here. If I have the timeline right, they connected in like December of 2021, and then were informally working together in January of 2021 or 2022. And then by February, Ye named Jason like head of communications for Donda. And they had a big announcement letter and there were stories about it. And Jason was very like gung ho about working with Ye, helping Ye. It was about the same time that Ye named Antonio Brown president of Donda Sports and was doing all the Black Future Month stuff. And there was all this momentum towards something that Ye was building. And then March came and all of it kind of fell away. Ye disappeared out of the public eye, and April, May, June, July, we weren't really hearing from him. And people involved, like Jason Lee, weren't really saying anything at that point. Just in late August or September, Jason said that his contract with Donda had run out and that he had parted ways, that Ye had offered a new contract. He didn't like accept a new contract, and he appreciated getting to work with Ye and had love for Ye, but their time working together was over. So I think it had to have been like a 6-month contract, but it's just one of those things, like thinking back on 2022, there was so much potential in that January, February period. And to be where we're at right now is just a little jarring thinking back on it. But Jason was actually the reason I got to meet Ye at the Genius premiere. I was by the bar and Jason walked up and I recognized him because the two of them had recently done a podcast interview. And I was like, oh, I'll talk with Jason, introduce myself, with him being like so close to Ye and communications, maybe there's some way to work together. And I was waiting to talk with him as he was in another conversation, and Ye was across the room just like surrounded by people. And next thing I know, Ye's walking by me and walked right up to Jason, and the two of them were like talking for a few minutes and laughing and happy and getting along well. And then Jason walked away, and that's when I got to talk with Ye. And then I talked with Jason after and was very nice. But yeah, that was all Jason. And then if you remember, so one of the things that Jason was bringing to the table is the fact that because he runs this Hollywood Unlocked site, he understands kind of the gossip arena, like the TMZ, the Page Six, and specifically what the Kardashians do and the way in which the Kardashians plant stories, the way in which the Kardashians find ways to get their side of the story out there or affect the perspective on somebody without saying anything directly, just by their media ties. And Jason, it seemed, was giving Ye advice on all of that, how to deal with it, how to counteract it. And one of the most like relevant ways in which Jason was advising Ye happened with the birthday party fiasco, where Ye wanted to go to Shy's birthday party and didn't have the address and was upset about it. And Jason was kind of coaching him through that and saying, okay, go on Instagram Live, let people hear your voice, see your face, tell them like calmly and plainly what's going on and what you want, and make the Kardashians respond. But you have a huge voice, like go public with it. And it worked. Ye got the address, got to go to the party. So Jason had been helpful in the past, but I'm not sure what happened during February that led to like nothing really following up. So Jason also, you can see this post, had just made some comments earlier today about Ye, and he covered Ye a little bit in the front half of 2022, but not a ton. And then since parting ways with Donda, he's had a few more stories that are like, I'm no longer working with Ye, this is the tone of the story. And talking about it and just talking about Ye and kind of with a different energy, not necessarily bad, but just more of that like independent contractor or independence like voice kind of way. And this story from earlier today is saying that Ye fired his assistant, who I believe was Lauren Piscata, that might be her last name, Lauren P, who has a million Instagram followers, but she's been with Ye for a minute, as far as I'm aware, like a year, over a year, a couple years. And it seems, according to Jason, that Ye fired her because of Candace, because Candace Owens' husband told him to. Candace Owens' husband is the one who's the CEO of Parler, the social media company that Ye just bought. And Jason's like upset about it in the clip. He talks about how the assistant was wonderful and doing an amazing job and was like keeping everything together. And for Ye to fire her is just this absurd thing. We don't know what the suggestion was, just that like the husband told him to, but why? Like, what was the argument that would have justified Ye doing that? That information we don't have. But it seems like with Jason kind of talking a bit more about Ye, Ye's responding with like, hey, here's the clout you're looking for. I'm announcing you publicly. My school is being shut down. You want to help or hurt? So do you want to jump back on the team or just continue to talk negatively? And at the bottom, he says, now let's get serious. And the now let's get serious might be directed at Jason. I also kind of wonder if it's a little more globally, like in the aftermath of getting out of his contracts with Adidas and Gap, he's talking about, okay, let's get back to work. Let's get serious about what we're doing next and next steps. Now that I no longer have to worry about the Adidas and Gap stuff and taking care of the school and getting back on track with what I was going to do in February is the next priority. Maybe you could take it that way, but also we just don't have the context for it, but it seems Ye wants to get serious about something. So that is the second Instagram post he has had since coming back to social media. We'll see if there's a third, but that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.